would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'm grateful that I can leave a message again, but it'd still be nice to actually have a dialogue with a woman who committed her life to me. Great news today. I set my goal, starting at age 65, for 5 years to struggle to make 1 million jumping jacks. Well, I've now made 1% of that. So, and I'm actually a day and a half early. So I'm ahead of schedule, but it was pleased because, 1% is not much, but it's a dent. I was pleased at that. A quick thought came to mind because there was a discussion. Apparently, there's a whole lot of people without power. That was apparently why my friend Corey checked on me, because there were so many people in Texas without power. And what brought to mind in another conversation was there was a joy of actually cutting down trees to, chop them up, then burn them as firewood. And I remember we had the fireplace upstairs in the bedroom on our Watercrest home. And then we had, obviously, clearly the biggest fireplace we had was at Straw Hill Church. So one place we did store-bought wood, and the other place we did, wood from our property that I cut down. And I'm curious if your feelings on one or the other or whatnot, because there's a difference, because I think about so similar to food. And one other that wasn't planning on this, but one other thing I found fascinating, there's now a lawsuit, and I think it's in the U.S., maybe in Europe, against several companies that produce chocolate products, Nestle's and so forth, by specific people, like eight people, I think, who were slaves in the Ivory Coast, producing cocoa, never getting paid. This is the child slavery that I have discussed more than once, I'm very aware that Nestle apparently they brush it aside. They employ slaves. They're probably the largest employer of slaves as a corporation, because it's the last number I heard was 1.5 million people in slavery just in the Ivory Coast alone. It fascinates me because, my statement is I don't buy a Nestle product, which means I don't ever expect to ever drink a Perrier again because it's owned by Nestle. But, today it's been obviously cold, and we had the first semi-warm, 40 some degrees, semi-warm. But it's the first day I got out in several days, and I went to Publix. And the route I take, I took the route where I walk by the Mars plant. And I've wondered for some time. And I never checked until today, formally. Is Mars involved in the cocoa slavery business? I found some interesting things. Basically, approximately half of all the M&Ms produced in the United States comes out of that factory, which I thought, okay, all right, that gives me a clue. It's a noisy factory. Apparently all the Twix bars for the entire United States comes from Cleveland, Tennessee. And they won't tell you how they make them. It's one of these closely guarded secrets. But The cocoa comes from slave labor. I did check on that. It still comes from slave labor. They are one of the companies being sued. And I've wondered about that when I walk by that place. Am I walking by a place? You remember we once went to South Carolina where we went and shared a worship service at a black church. And we went to the the historic slave markets in town and whatnot. Nothing's changed. Venue has changed. You know, the slavery is apparently more people are enslaved today than any time in history. So it's interesting. And I've wondered walking by that Mars plant. It's disappointing because cocoa, not really the cocoa, it's the money. It's the money it brings in is more important than people. You know, I do have that picture. It's kind of like, repeatedly, there have been by Boko Haram, which is basically affiliated or at least similar to ISIS. Boko Haram literally means no Western education, and they have repeatedly, including recently, attacked schools and kidnapped people. And of course, a few years ago, when they did the one school with 270, I think it was, schoolgirls that they kidnapped. It was a Christian school. And it's happened repeatedly. Like I say, it's happened in the last couple of months. The one that happened the last couple of months, they escaped or they were recaptured or something. I don't remember. Of those, the 270 from years ago, most of them are returned, but not all. And it just hits me. I don't know why that particular group had, because this is so commonplace. But I saw one particular man, and I use his picture all the time because he doesn't look anything like me. But I watched him. I'm looking at a man in Nigeria. Doesn't look a bit like me. Apparently follows the same Lord. And I looked at his face as he had his daughter in his arms. And the joy in his face. And I saw a brother. I want that so badly. I remember the hug I had with Julia. It meant so much to me. I'd love to hug a grandkid. I even mentioned that today to several people. I'd love to hug a grandchild. But also, there is, and I don't know why, because I've studied the cocoa thing for years and seen huge number of pictures of people, seen quite young kids, teenage kids, and so forth, doing the harvesting just in large numbers and doing this where they apparently spread the cocoa, the pods, the broken up pods, in order to have them air dry or whatever. One girl, it was actually from a British, may have even been the BBC, which would be strange. One particular girl, I looked at her face and just kind of like, again, she doesn't look anything like me. And it really... She in particular has a tug on me. You know, I do have that where I use those four pictures. Those two people don't look like me. Phuc Thong, I think is his name, the guy in Vietnam who has the his own private cemeteries full of tens of thousands of unborn babies that he buries himself. And I see his heart. I understand his heart. And then, of course, you know, the other person is Shadi Shahida, who his picture has been on my wall now for a long time. I can relate to him. And he is a brother. You know, looks more like me, but doesn't speak my language. But anyway, I think of these people. And then when I walked by the Mars place today, wondering, because I've always felt, is this a problem? And now I know it is. And there's a level of disgust in that. My lady, I love you.